Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Hello and welcome to Farm View. Well, as usual, it's Kieran O'Connor here with your weekly farming programme. Once again, I have a busy show for you this week. On this week's show, we'll hear how Tierlawn have announced further enhancements to its sustainability payment programme to support on-farm economic and environmental performance. We'll talk to Thomas Ryan, Sustainability Manager at Tierlawn. I'll also preview Bord Bia's Bloom, Festival of Flowers, Food and Family Fun, taking place this June Bank Holiday weekend in the Phoenix Park. And we'll also hear how the farming industry must develop career progression pathways to attract and retain talent. And plus, as always, we'll have our farming calendar.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Well, Tierlawn Sustainability Action Payment now includes mixed solids, TB resistance, bull selection and enhanced water protection measures. To discuss these new exciting changes from Tierlawn, we're joined by their sustainability manager, and that is Thomas Ryan. Thomas, welcome back to our programme.
Kieran, thanks for having me, and it's great to talk to you and your listeners once again.
Now, obviously, the Sustainability Action Payment has been a great success, but you might tell our listeners about these new additions to it.
Yeah, the Sustainability Action Payment is something that we're really proud of in Tierlawn because of the wholehearted approach that our farm family suppliers have taken in terms of engaging in the programme. We've over 99% participation in the Sustainability Action Payment. It's a voluntary programme whereby our farm family suppliers, they receive half a cent a litre, which when it's all rolled up is an investment of 16 million euros a year for taking targeted actions on their farm to reduce their environmental impact and improve on-farm economic performance. So there's a menu of 20 options there, Kieran, and we ask our farm family suppliers to take 7. Stand back, look at your farm, select the 7 that's most appropriate to your farm and deliver on them. And on the basis of that, you'll get your full half a cent. And as always in Tierlawn, we're changing things and we're trying to see what's the latest science saying to us. And we've introduced 3 new measures this year. The first one speaks very much to the economic sustainability, where it's participation in the Milk Solids Growth Programme. I'm sure over most recent time, you probably had a colleague of mine, Brian Hart, and others talking about the Tierlawn Milk Solids Grow Programme. And that's a new action this year. So any farmer who's focused on improving their milk solids and is part of that programme, by doing that, that's one of the 7 actions. The other one is of concern to so many, to a number of farm families now, is the increased incidence of bovine TB. So another measure we've introduced this year is the use of AI bulls with genetic resistance to TB. So when our farm family suppliers have thought about a breeding strategy over the last couple of weeks, that and we will over the next couple of weeks, where they use AI bulls with genetic resistance to bovine TB. That's another measure. And then finally, the third new measure introduced is where a farmer receives their nitrogen balance from the AgNav tool developed by Chagas, ICBF and Bord Bia. Very much focused on water quality, knowing my nutrients on the farm, managing my nutrients and reducing risk of runoff, which is really important in this year where we're all campaigning for the retention of the derogation.
Now, obviously, you must be very happy and pleased with the response you've had from your suppliers with that incentive of a better milk check at the end of the month for taking all these actions, enabling a 6.8 reduction in on-farm carbon footprint since 2018. Where'd you get that figure from?
Yeah, look, I'm really delighted to be able to report to you and your listeners that since 2018, Tierlawn Farm Family Suppliers collectively, so our community of 4,500 dairy farmers, have reduced by 6.8% the emissions associated with the litre of milk produced. So each year, Bord Bia provide Tierlawn an overall carbon footprint number for the co-op. And when we look at that number in 2024 and we compare it to 2018, that's down almost 7%, and the exact figure is 6.8%. And I think that's a key motivation to us all. So me, as someone who works in sustainability here in Tierlawn, for your listeners or dairy farmers who do Trojan work every day, whether that's using protected urea, whether it's having a nutrient management plan in place, milk recording, having clover, who are doing all these actions, to be able to say we are making a difference and we can put a firm number on that. And as someone who has an opportunity to talk to our customers, that I can say with a level of confidence, yes, our farmers are engaged in this. Yes, they're up for action and they are making changes. And here is a quantum in terms of the 6.8% reduction in carbon footprint to show materially how that's making a difference. And that's a reason why customers should come to and should trade and should engage with Tierlawn Co-op producing high quality sustainable products.
Now, of course, 2 areas that I think are very important, obviously, and they are included in your new programme as such, enhanced water protection measures and also protected urea being used, and to see that you actually get 2 actions of your 7 if you switch to protected urea, which will reduce both nitrous oxide and, of course, ammonia emissions. They're 2 key ones, as far as I'm concerned, going forward.
So, Kieran, agreeing with with what you said. This is a really important year in terms of us demonstrating and showing all the positive actions we're taking around water protection and water management. We know we're about 6 months out from the European Commission making the decision around the renewal or otherwise of Ireland's nitrates derogation. Therefore, then your participation in things like the ASIP, having an ASIP farm plan, the farming for water EIP, fencing off water courses, nutrient management plan, these are all good quality actions within the sustainability action payment and protect water quality. Drawing attention to your listeners to an important flagship water quality event we're running on the 23rd of June in South Kilkenny, and I might have an opportunity to come back and talk to you and your listeners about that event, very much focused about practical on-farm actions to address water quality challenges. You rightly call out protected urea. The use of protected urea within the sustainability action payment is worth the equivalent of two actions. So any farmer who uses the protected urea on their farm,
he gets two of the seven.
Gets two of the seven, exactly. And why is that there? Yeah. Why is that there? Because Chagas tells us use of protected urea is the number one action a farmer can take to lower their carbon footprint. Recognising the science and following that, you know, we're happy to support that through the sustainability action payment, and to see our farmers continue their good work as they continue to lower their carbon footprint.
So, Thomas, how do people get involved? Obviously, do they have to go on to Tierlawn Farm Life, or what's the procedure now? Because I know it's up as we speak, but how do guys get involved? Because I think it's a very important one, very timely, and getting those seven actions, which include two actions for your protected urea.
No, that's right. Thanks for the opportunity. I mean, on average, the sustainability action payment is worth around €3,000 to a farm family supplier. It's important that that money isn't left behind. So today, go on to your Tierlawn Farm Life account, where you see your milk quality results and all your other details. You'll see your sustainability action payment tab there. You'll see the menu of 20 options. Go on there and declare the seven actions you're taking on your farm in order to lock in that half a cent a litre. The old adage of a euro saved is as good as a euro earned. Don't leave that half a cent behind you. Don't leave that €3,000 behind you. Go on to Tierlawn Farm Life today. Declare your seven actions from the menu of 20. Once again, recognising the huge amount of work farm families are doing in the sustainability area. Despite sometimes the negative narrative we hear, the reality is very different. With over 99% of our suppliers participating in this voluntary programme, I'm positive around the future when it comes to sustainability and dairy
Brilliant.
Farming.
And just to clarify, if you're using the protected urea for two actions, so that means six actions, including protected urea. Would I be right in that?
No, five actions, including protected urea.
Oh, sorry, five. Yes, sorry.
Yeah. No, very good. Yeah. So where a farm family supplier is using protected urea, that's two actions, so they only have to declare another five.
Yeah, so six in total. Yeah. Listen, Thomas, I think it's fantastic, and I think you've announced further enhancement to the Sustainability Action Programme. You've had a brilliant uptake, 6.8 reduction on farm in a year that's so important for all suppliers, and particularly the whole area of sustainability. I think it's a great concept and a great initiative by Tierlawn. Thomas Ryan, Sustainability Manager at Tierlawn. Listen, thanks for taking our call, and I'm sure you'll have a big uptake and farmers going to Tierlawn Farm Life online portal to ensure that they're involved in this year's Sustainability Action Payment. Thanks for the call, Thomas.
Thank you, Kieran.
Well, June Bank Holiday Weekend, of course, is Bord Bia Bloom, Bloom in the Park in the Phoenix Park, a festival of gardening, food, sustainable living, and really something for everybody in the family. And joining us on the line, a busy woman indeed, ahead of the big event over the Bank Holiday Weekend, is Laura Douglas, Head of Bloom and Brand Partnership at Bord Bia. Laura, welcome to our programme.
Thank you very much, Kieran.
As
nice
I said,
to be on.
Bord Bia Bloom has really expanded, initially just a gardening show, but now it's more than gardening, and of course, integrating the food, which Bord Bia have done so brilliantly, really makes it something for everybody on the Bank Holiday Weekend.
Absolutely. I mean, really, you know, there's no other festival like Bloom in Ireland. It's a five-day celebration of gardening, food and sustainable living, all in the unique setting of the Phoenix Park. And you're quite right. It has grown from, you know, 36,000 people, I think it was, in 2007 inside the walled gardens of the OPW by the Visitor Centre to now over 100,000 visitors on a 70-acre site. So
it's fantastic.
Yeah, great to see you.
And the work that goes in with those gardens, every year that I go there, I'm just staggered by the huge work that goes in. And of course, more and more now looking at the environment connects as well. And definitely the show gardens really epitomise that.
Do. I mean, we have lots of beautiful show gardens. We'll have 21 stunning show gardens this year. And they demonstrate how to nurture wildlife, encourage biodiversity, you know, protect the environment within your own pocket of earth. So lots of themes there. And then other things in gardening as well. Of course, we have our 17 of Ireland's top plant nurseries, and we have 11 postcard gardens created by community groups from all over the country. And then we'll also have our garden stage, and there'll be like 40 talks over the 5 days with experts such as Dermot Gavin, BBC Gardens World presenter Adam Strauss, Leonie Cornelius, Jimmy Blake, Mary Reynolds, lots lots of different gardening speakers.
And of course, a big thing has been the RTE Super Garden, which really whets the appetite for a lot of people. And indeed, once again this year, the standard was extremely high.
It was. The Super Garden is great, you know, for amateur gardeners, I guess, involved and interested. And I can't reveal the winner yet, but it'll be very exciting. And
okay.
They will get to display their garden. They'll get to recreate the blooms. So that'll be very exciting.
And of course, the food area, the whole landscape of the food from Kerrygold, DIY Ireland, Bord B, yourself, the Department of Agriculture, and the fantastic range of real artisan quality food is really on show over the weekend at Bloom.
We do. We have, there's lots going on in food. The Food Village, as you said, you know, they'll once again host over 100 of Ireland's best food and drink producers. In fact, we have some Waterford as well. We have the Coffee House Lane of Waterford City. Will be in the Food Village this year.
Good to hear.
Actually, on the plant side, I should have mentioned when we were talking about the gardening, but also Shady Plants Nursery from Clashmore. They'll exhibit breathtaking plants in the nursery village.
And of course, they've received awards in the past, and it's great to see them back, and they're doing a fantastic job. And really, those type of plants have really come back big time.
They have, the ferns and the shady plants.
Yes.
You're right. They're family-run, award-winning nursery, specialising in ferns and hostas and shade-loving plants. But last year, they actually received a silver medal in the plant nursery category for their fern displays.
Brilliant.
Expecting good things from them again this year. Great to have some nice local, certainly for your station listeners, from Waterford.
Well, Laura, listen, well done. It's been a fantastic progression over the years. It's become such a big event, a great family event, literally something for everybody, young and old. It's the Bord B of Bloom. It's June Bank Holiday weekend. Judging by the response to our text competition for passes, there's a huge interest in it, and a lot of people, I'm sure, will be travelling up from Waterford in the southeast. Laura Douglas, Head of Bloom and Brand Partnership at Bord B. Laura, thanks for taking the call, and best of luck with Bloom on Bank Holiday weekend.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ciarán.
Farmview with Ciarán O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
And welcome back to part two of Farmview. Now let's have a look at some ideas from our farming calendar. Turning to our farmer markets and country markets, and as always, we've top quality farm fresh products available every week across the city and county, so why not support the market close to you? Saturday mornings, Waterford Farmers Market, John Roberts Square. We've Tramore Farmers Market, Priest Road, Tramore. Also Saturday mornings, Strabley Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 10 until 1. Sunday, this is Moore Farmers Market in the picturesque Castle Avenue every Sunday from 9 till 4. While on Thursdays, it's Dungarvan Farmers Market, always a high activity every Thursday in Grattan Square from 9 till 2. While on Friday mornings, you have Dungarvan Country Markets, Causeway Tennis Club and Abbeyside. Also on Friday mornings, you have Waterford Country Markets in St. Olaf's Hall. Turning to our livestock marts, first of all, Waterford Rossmart. Saturday morning, as always, general cattle sales from 9, calf sales from 10, sheep sales every Monday at Waterford Rossmart also from 10. Dungarvan Mart, general cattle sale as always and as usual on bank holiday Monday next from 11, while Monday's Mart has special entries of 20 purebred non-registered maiden heifers as well as 40 heifers all fully tested. While Anna also tells us that calf sales now will take place every Monday at Dungarvan Mart, commencing at 10:45 before dry cows at Dungarvan Mart. Turning to our show jumping front, Jerome is on from Shanlickill House Equestrian Centre to tell us that their show jumping summer series commences on bank holiday Monday next. It's the 2nd of June. It's for horses and ponies, both registered and non-registered. Non-stop action from 10 o'clock on bank holiday Monday next. And finally, on the racing front, locally of course, this Friday, Saturday, Tramore will host a two-day national hunt meeting, racing each evening from 5. And let's hope we'll have plenty of local winners to report on next week's programme.
Farmview with Ciarán O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.
Well, the farming industry must develop career progression pathways to attract and retain talent. That's according to the Farm Relief Services Co-op. And joining us on the line is the South East Regional Manager for the FRS, Owen Byrne. Owen, welcome to our programme.
Thanks very much. Yeah, pleasure to be here.
The importance to develop this career progression pathway to attract and retain talent on farm, it's a huge one for the industry going forward, Owen.
Yeah, it is. And look, we sent out a survey there at the start of the year to all our operators. We've between 1,000 and 1,200 operators around the country, and we got a few striking results from the survey. The main one there, 50%, basically half of our operators own their own farm, and of the half that don't own their own farm, 80% of that cohort would like to own their own farm in the future. It was an interesting stat to see, and it's probably good in a way to see that people are interested in working in the farming sector, but it also points out the need for something to happen to allow these people to enter the sector. Yeah.
And what needs to happen? Because to make it more attractive and retain farmers, what do you see as the key areas?
Well, I think it's it's probably not for me to say now, really. It's an industry-wide approach, I think, needs to be taken to attract these people into the sector. Like, there's many challenges, as everyone knows. There's a lot of regulation around the environment, and there's profitability issues, and there's a varying amount of different things that might be putting people off from entering the sector. But I think as a sector, we need to put our heads together and really try to push forward with finding a solution to the challenges there. Yeah,
and of course, it's quality of life for people as well. It's work life balance, and getting that right is key for the industry, not alone for Farm Relief Services, but for farmers in general. Getting that balance right.
Yeah, and it was very refreshing to see, like, the part of the survey was looking at the reasons why people work on farms, and of course money is a part of that, but also people have highlighted the flexibility of working on farms, the working outdoors, working with animals, having variable work, no 2 days are the same, and working locally in the community is a big thing that was pointed out to us. A lot of people around rural Ireland are travelling into cities for work or to building sites and things like that. But working locally and being near schools for picking up kids and things like that is actually a major factor that might be forgotten along the way, but is important to people when they're choosing where to work.
The Farm Relief Service has been a fantastic organisation. We have a very vibrant one here in County Waterford, and the great Ned Dunphy was very much a leader within that. And the services they provide, how are you managing as regards getting operators? How big a problem is it for you? Currently,
it's we have plenty of operators, thankfully, working for the Farm Relief in Waterford and also around the country. We've between 1,000 and 1,200 operators on the books at any stage during the year. But we are seeing, kind of, especially with the good weather, people are looking over their shoulder and might be thinking, oh geez, I'd like to be working outside at the moment. So thankfully we have plenty of operators that are willing to work. It is kind of seasonal as well, I suppose, with the spring calving systems in Ireland, and there is a kind of a workload in the spring, and there's a big push on there for the few months then. So, but no, we've plenty of people there working away, and they're very good and very skilled, and we're providing training and backup to these people, and we're constantly trying to improve the way we're employing these people as well. Yeah.
And as regards, not alone in Ireland, it's a European one, but in particularly in Ireland, attracting people, farmers, into the sector over the next 5 years, new farmers, that's going to be key for the industry, not alone in Ireland, but across the EU.
Yeah, it is. And there was a few surveys done by Chagas and other organisations around the average age of the farmer in Ireland, and it is creeping up along, and it's seen as a problem and a challenge that, look, it's out in the open, that challenge, and I think people are starting to try to work on it. I know that there was a commission for generation renewal set up there before Christmas last year, and the findings from that commission are due out now in the next few weeks. So it'll be very interesting to see what the answers that commission comes up with, but at least the challenge has been acknowledged, and I think people are starting to work on it, yeah.
Well, Owen Byrne, South East Regional Project Manager for Farm Relief Services. Listen, well done on that survey showing that farming industry must develop a career progression pathway to attract and retain talent on farm. Owen Byrne, once again, thanks for taking the call, and we'll follow this very closely over the next few months. Thanks for talking to us, Owen.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
And before I go on to Racing Point to Point Front, we had a great week again for local Waterford connections. Cross-channel Dungarvan jock Trevor Whelan was on such a great run. Well, Trevor rode winners at both Bath and Windsor over the past week, with Dungarvan native UK-based trainer Dennis Coakley also saddling winner at Windsor as well. Back home, Kappa trainer Paul Kiley saddled a nice winner at Gordon Park for well-known Knockanore native owner Sean Harnady, with Tallaght trainer Sean Ahern back in the winner's enclosure at Limerick, while Waterford owner Ger Kerwick had a fine winner at the Curragh on Sunday last, and Kilgobnet owner breeder Michael Ryan was back in the winner's enclosure at Tipperary during the week. But on the point-to-point front, what a day it turned out to be for the Queeley family from Dungarvan on Sunday last, when young jock Orla Queeley riding her very first winner at the Ballingarry Point to Point in Tipperary, following on for a fantastic Grand Prix win in Aglish lately on the show jumping front. To mark a great day for her, she rode the winner course for her dad John, well known trainer John Queeley. So what a day for the Queeley family last weekend at Ballingarry. Well, that's my lot for this week's programme. Once again, my thanks to Ollie for all his help in putting this week's programme together. So from myself, Kieran O'Connor, stay safe, and hopefully I'll have your company again same time next week.
Farm View with Kieran O'Connor on WLR.
Brought to you by TierlawnFarmLife.com.